Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The U.S. Department of the Treasury acts as steward of the U.S. economic and financial systems, including the role of the U.S. as an influential participant in the international economy. Treasury also performs a critical and far-reaching role in national security, coordinating financial intelligence, targeting and imposing sanctions on supporters of terrorism, and improving the safeguard of our financial system. Managing these complex tasks requires expanded capabilities and the pursuit of an effective resource management and workforce strategy. With us this morning to discuss her efforts in this area is our very special guest, Rochelle Granite, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Chief Human Capital Officer at the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our studio is Solly Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice. Good to see you again, Solly.
Good morning, Al, and good to see you again, Rochelle.
Rochelle, many of our listeners will be familiar with the Treasury, but let's start by taking a moment to provide them just a quick overview. Could you tell us a bit about Treasury's history and its mission today?
Sure. I actually enjoy talking about Treasury's history because Treasury was one of the first four original departments of the executive branch of government. And looking at Treasury's history is really an opportunity to look at how the growth of the domestic functions of government developed over the years, because many of the functions that today are in other agencies actually grew out of Treasury. Treasury's mission has always been around the public purse, managing the money resources of the United States as its primary function. And all of the functions it has today in some ways ties to government finances and the economy. The basic functions of Treasury, you recited some of them, but it's managing federal financing, collecting the taxes and duties and monies paid to the United States, paying all the bills of the United States, producing currency and coinage, managing the government accounts and the public debt, supervising national banks and thrift institutions, and advising and establishing on domestic and international financial policies and economic and trade and tax policy. So that's quite a hefty mission and a varied mission, and involves many different job skills and job sets, from manufacturing to accountants to tax attorneys and attorneys in many different functions. An interesting point in the history, of course, is fairly recent, and that was the creation of the Department of Homeland Security in 2003 resulted in Treasury losing four of its enforcement bureaus. And Treasury did have four bureaus that originated in Treasury: Customs, Secret Service, ATF, and the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. There actually is a money resource aspect to all of those that some people forget. U.S. Secret Service was actually established to deal with counterfeiting and to protect our currency and coinage. And Customs, of course, was collection of duties, as was ATF, was revenue raising. But with that change, that was a significant change for Treasury. A new enforcement responsibility grew and developed, and that was around terrorist financing and financial intelligence.
So it sounds like the mission continues to broaden at Treasury. So, Rochelle, just to put a finer point on the scale of this broad mission, could you provide us some specifics in terms of how Treasury is organized, the size of the budget, and number of full-time employees of the department?
Well, the department has over 100,000 employees. The bulk of them are the Internal Revenue Service employees. We have, among the permanent staff, 114,000 employees, and they're working across the United States, and we also have folks posted in 16 countries and in three U.S. territories. So we really do have an involvement throughout the world. The budget is combined roughly $16 billion. A major portion of that is the Internal Revenue Service, which is about $11 billion. The $16 billion figure includes our bureaus that are non-appropriated bureaus: the Mint, Bureau of Engraving and Printing, Office of Thrift Supervision, and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency fund their operations through revenue raising. The bureaus of the Treasury operate independently with headquarters exercising oversight and policy over the bureaus, and they are organized around their functions. We do have a piece of the former ATF is now the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau. It's our one of our smallest bureaus. We, of course, have the manufacturing bureaus, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing and the Mint. We also have two fiscal service bureaus, the Financial Management Service. They pay our bills, issue our checks. When we get a paper check, it's from the Financial Management Service. When we get electronic payment, our Social Security payments, our tax refunds, those are from the Financial Management Service. And the Bureau of the Public Debt is the second fiscal service bureau, and they track the public debt. They issue and do transactions in government securities, which represent the debt. We have the two banking regulators, the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, and the Office of Thrift Supervision.
So with that overview of the department, Rochelle, could you tell us more about your role as the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and as the Chief Human Capital Officer at Treasury? What are your specific responsibilities and duties, and how does your program support the overall mission of the department?
Well, my responsibilities have different aspects. One major aspect is department-wide policy and oversight around human capital programs to include EEO and diversity. When I talk about human capital programs, I'm also talking about the EEO and diversity programs as well. Each of our bureaus have human capital offices and EEO offices that operate independently, but through our policy and oversight. There are certain functions that do have to come up to the departmental level, and they would come up to my office. In addition, I have a responsibility that's a little bit anomalous or unusual, and that's oversight of the DC Pensions Program, which administers the department's responsibilities for certain pension programs of the District of Columbia for teachers, police, firefighters, and judges. You know, I exercise that responsibility through a collaborative effort with the human capital officers at the bureaus. I chair a human capital advisory council that involves the leadership of those offices, the EO office and the HR offices at the bureaus.
And Rochelle, regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are the top challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed these challenges?
Well, I'd say the top challenges are ones that I think most agencies share. Certainly, recruiting and retaining the talent we need to accomplish our mission is huge, especially in the face of the changing demographics and the realities of an aging workforce. In that light, succession planning and knowledge transfer are also very significant challenges. And I'd say the third challenge influences both of those, and that's really a challenge of resource limitations. We are all operating under very tight budget constraints, and the challenges are significant, and we really need to be creative in leveraging across the department our efforts to develop new initiatives to tackle some of these challenges.
Now, Rochelle, I understand that your history at Treasury goes back to about 1985. I believe you started at the Bureau of Public Debt. Could you tell us a little bit about your career path? How did you get started in public service?
Well, I actually started while I was in law school, and I do have a little less traditional path to a human capital occupation. Mm-hmm. In law school, I was a law clerk working part-time. One of the reasons why coming to law school in Washington was attractive to me was that I was interested in public service. I was interested in public policy. And soon after finishing law school, I did move from the Department of Labor to the Bureau of the Public Debt, which is, as I mentioned earlier, Bureau of the Department of the Treasury. And over time, I developed a concentration in my work was largely around personnel and labor relations, EEO, all those areas of the law, as well as other sort of mission support general law functions. I really developed an interest in not just the legal issues, but really the policy issues and the nature of the way in which one works as what I would call in-house counsel in an agency is really a collaborative relationship with your clients and working together to resolve problems, to avoid problems. I actually spent a little bit of time, 2.5 years, the creation of the Transportation Security Administration. I went over in the chief counsel's office. And one of the attractions in taking that opportunity was the what it stood to offer in terms of starting an organization from the ground up and working to develop a new organization, develop policies. But I always wanted to look for an opportunity to step outside of the legal office and work on the management side. In June of 2004, when the director of the DC Pensions Program was contemplating retirement and encouraged me to come back and become the director of that program. As I was back at Treasury, I was being increasingly brought into things within management but outside of the Office of DC Pensions. And when the Chief Human Capital Officer and Deputy Assistant Secretary position was vacant, I was asked to step in an acting capacity and did that and realized that I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Great, great. So as you sort of reflect on all of these experiences going back to your clerkship, what has shaped your leadership style and perhaps influenced your management approach today?
Well, I would say that the role I played in a significant aspect of what I did as counsel was really a advisory, collaborative member of a team with non-attorneys, with the client and with program managers. And I think that really fostered a appreciation and a management style and a leadership style that really was collaborative. And I see that as a strong aspect of my leadership style, that I really believe strongly that we solve problems best when we recognize and respect the expertise that a diversity of people bring and that we work together to solve problems. I'm very much not a command and control leader, and I think that much of what I learned in what I think of being good counsel shaped that leadership style in a different role.
Great. What is Treasury's human resource strategy? We will ask Rochelle Granite, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Chief Human Capital Officer, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.